hey, I understand the last thing you want to do there is throw the ball right into coverage. And there was also a lot of pressure on just about all those throws. But at what point do you say, well, hey, with a minute left, no timeouts, we got to get the ball downfield? Do you just have to take a chance there?
Yeah, you do. Certainly, I think at some point that does come up. But I think a lot of things go into that. They're an unorthodox deal there at the end of the game. Most teams, do kind of go into what you would call like a prevent, more coverage and softer really defense. And for them, it was pressure. So a little bit of it is that challenge. And sometimes the ball does have to come out, and we got to try to make a play. You don't necessarily have the timing or the opportunity to kind of push it downfield, so to speak. So it didn't really end up going that way. But certainly, yeah, there always comes that time. Yeah.
It sounds like execution has been a big theme for you guys. I mean, why do you think that the execution maybe has been not as good as it has been earlier in the year to this point?
You know, it's probably just not as consistent, I think. And certainly, I think Sunday we, got off to a great start. I certainly think from all the plays, executed better from a whole. I think there were some key plays in that game that ended up changing it. Certainly the two turnovers in the high red zone didn't help. A lot of the penalties, negative plays, but I certainly think there were some good things too that we did. You just have to find a way to do them more consistently, and then in those key situations, make the play. That's in these tight games this time of year. A lot of times that is the case in a game that you hate saying it, but there's a handful of plays that can define the game, and you don't know when they are, and you don't know when they're going to come, and which ones. You just got to do it every play in and play out, and don't know if there's one reason, so to speak, I guess, but certainly you're trying to go out there every single play and execute more consistently.
How much do you think the uniqueness of what Arizona did defensively had to do with how much pressure they were able to get on you?
Yeah, it's a weekly unique matchup, right? And they were a unique matchup last week, and they do, that's their mindset. And they're going to try to apply more pressure, especially at home. And then they have the crowd noise behind them and can do more things. Especially at the end of the game when, we early on showed a better, better example of how to handle it and certainly combated it better, and late in the game didn't. And so you're going to keep getting it.
Alex, you've been sacked 11 times in the last 2 games. What's your comfort level right now when you drop back to pass?
As good as it always is. It's a part of the game. And we've had our fair share of games where I've been very clean. There's a lot that goes into that. I know those five guys up front take the brunt of it, but certainly it's on all of us, myself included. And a lot of that's little things. From my perspective, movement in the pocket, when to get rid of the ball. You got to play the game, and we knew that going into that game last week that it was going to be that type of game. So you just got to kind of continue to fight through it.
You win it out and you're in. How do you make sure you get going in the right direction this week?
Yeah, that first step. You can't get to that end of the line there unless we take that first step, and that starts on Sunday, and really this week, and having a great week of preparation. So it's staying short-sighted, exactly that, not getting ahead of yourself. Everything's right here, right in front of us.
If Jamal doesn't play this week because he's not practicing, how much does your offense change?
We've done it before. Obviously, Jamal's, he's leading the NFL in scoring, I think. He's a, elite player in this league. But you got to find a way. Next man up, we got to go.
Is this the week for a wide receiver?
we'll see. I've said this before, and obviously when the play call comes in, I'm executing the offense, and there's so many things that go into where the ball goes, and a lot of that's defense and the play call and different things like that, and the reads involved in it. So,
I'll flip the question. Is it because Jamal's so good in the red zone and your tight ends are so good in the red zone?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure. And then those guys, for their reason, they're, just the way the play calling went. We've thrown it down inside to the 10 with the receiver, and all of a sudden those guys, get their opportunity and do it. That's certainly a part of it, yeah.
Alex, from playing Oakland last time, how does that kind of help you this time around?
It's the second go around within the division, like all these. This one, a little different in the sense that we played them a few weeks ago, fresh on our mind. So not much has changed since then. Certainly there will be little wrinkles here and there, but definitely more recent. So you have that to go back on.
And how has Jason Vaughn helped this offense?
Yeah, he's done a great job, especially coming in on short notice. He has the history of the offense there in Philly, but obviously ours is different here. Done a great job coming in and the mental part of it, coming in, being prepared when his number's called, and then going out there and making plays.
He's kind of a
a real professional, isn't he, about the way he goes about his business? He seems to just have something.
Yeah, you don't find many veterans in this league that don't work like that, you know, because if they don't, they aren't around long. And absolutely, you know, he's very detailed in his work coming in, making sure he's ready to go and prepared, absolutely.